Joining us for another week of Ping.
Episode number 10. My name is Max.
And I'm Laura. And we wanted to say, people commented last week on our message boards, which we love, love, love when you do. They wanted to know, why are we hosting a show? And
what
gives
here?
Us the right to host the show? What do you do at Microsoft? If we even work at Microsoft at all.
You do.
I do.
What do you do?
I am technically, I'm a technical evangelist.
Yep.
My history comes from television. I worked at G4. I hosted and produced a television show on technology and video games. Mm-hmm. Microsoft found me, threw me a line, reeled me in, and now I do similar stuff for them in addition to making Ping every week for you.
For you.
And what do you do, Max?
I was a college hire, one of those guys that started about 4 years ago. I was recruited from engineering school. I was studying computer engineering and economics, and I got recruited to be a technology specialist in Boston. I did that for 3 years or so, and then I came out here to join the lovely Laura Foy to do the Ping Show for you. Actually, I'm also a technical evangelist now.
Uh-huh.
And I bring, in addition to Ping, other cool stories. I was mostly doing Channel 8 for a while, but you know, I'm rocking 9 these days.
Right, we also do a lot of instant messaging.
A lot of instant messaging.
Facebooking.
Tweeting.
And porn.
No porn. Oh, you got me to say it.
Don't you?
All right, what is going on in Microsoft land this week? Hit me.
All right, I read a pretty interesting article of a study that Microsoft did by my good friend Eric Horvitz, who is a brilliant
man.
Yeah, I've interviewed him many times. He's done house calls with Dr. Bill Krause. He's a friend of mine.
Oh, good.
I have friends.
I didn't know you did.
Outside of this realm.
Ever.
Mostly imaginary, but Eric Horvitz is real. Moving on. They did a study on Windows Live Messenger and basically social networking. And studies like this have been done in the past.
Okay.
Obviously, we've all heard of the theory, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
6 degrees of separation.
Well, that's a movie based on a play, but there's another game called 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, meaning you and Kevin Bacon.
But that's because he started like a charity website based on that. But tell him what it is. Go ahead, tell him.
Why do you even interrupt?
Why do you say things that aren't true?
This is absolutely factual. 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, you know you've played it.
Okay.
Basically saying that you and Kevin Bacon are connected by 6 people in the world. You and anyone are connected, but obviously Kevin Bacon because he's in Footloose and stuff like that. Anyway, Microsoft took that and made it an actual, you know, fact-based study, saying that you, based on their Windows Live Messenger research, you are 6.6 degrees away from anyone else. Basically saying that we have a global community. This is amazing. You're not amazed. You know what?
I'm a little bit amazed. This came out a while ago. There was a study, a scientific study about like 40 years ago.
Right.
And they said, you know, they had a bunch of people, like 300 people send letters around the world. I think they were trying to go to Boston.
They were trying to go to Boston.
And they found there were like 6.2 degrees of separation between everyone somehow
connected.
Well,
that's a really much smaller... They recognized that previous study in the new study, but that's done on a much smaller scale. And it's not really considered scientifically based. Mm-hmm. Whereas this one is accepted. It's written up. It's, you know, why even listen to me? Why don't you just hear it from Eric himself? Because clearly you don't want to hear what I have to say.
I don't.
Eric...
I'm Eric Horvitz. I'm principal researcher at Microsoft Research. Well, we've been interested in a long time in the prospect of using the wide-scale messenger, instant messaging system, as a way to understand human behavior, human connectivity, social connections between people. And we pursued the idea of listening in, not to the actual conversational text, but just points in different parts of the world communicating with one another with Messenger. And the idea was, might we gather enough data to start learning about the patterns that might give us some insights into how humans are connected with each other? This is work I did with Yuri Leskovic, who was an intern at the time. And the basic idea was, let's explore some notions like the degrees of separation between people, among different people around the world. It turns out that using the Messenger data, which we collected, and it turns out it was 30 billion conversations over a 30-day period, quite a significant portion of the total world instant messaging during that time. We found that if you take a random set of pairs, say 1,000 pairs of nodes from around the whole world of all the users of Messenger, and did a study of how distant in terms of degrees, friend of friend of friend of friend, are any two people, on average, randomly selected, got about 7 degrees of separation, which was quite remarkable given how close it was to the to the famous 6 degrees that's been talked about in the past, which wasn't really confirmed on such a large scale. So at Microsoft Research, we do a combination of basic blue sky long-term research, as well as shorter-term efforts that actually can lead to new features in the next version of a product. This work was a combination of long and short. By understanding how people relate to each other and how close they are, how communication patterns occur on the network, we can start to think about some of these wild-eyed applications that might someday lead to interesting win-win revenue-generating software.
All right, that's quite a bit bigger. You got 250 million people
now
that were
analyzing,
30 billion instant messages. But don't worry, they weren't actually reading your messages. So that's...
Or so they say.
No, they really weren't. And they say that because they weren't.
No, they weren't. They were based on like little nodes. You were just a spot on a map. All right, Max, I got an email and I want to talk to you about it.
Hit me.
It is important to me. It should be important to you and all of you.
What is it? I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I got the edge of your seat. It's an email about the state of our environment, obviously. And this does have to do with Microsoft. I'm going to bring it on home.
It was just Earth Day.
It was just Earth Day.
That's
and
why
actually,
you got
I got
it,
this email on Earth Day. So
amazing.
Now it does make sense.
Mystery solved.
There is an organization in Toronto called Reason Partners. Okay. And what they've done is put up a ton of billboards promoting, you know, environmentally sound actions and like sort of saving the environment. And what they did was they took images of moose.
Meese.
I knew you were going to say that. Mooses and deers.
Deer.
And just saw animals in the environment and had them posing as homeless people in urban environments, you know, under blankets, on cardboard mats, saying that their environment is being killed and they're going to be homeless.
But aren't animals already homeless?
No, they live in the woods with the nature and the leaves and the berries and the babbling brooks.
I think a blanket is like a step up, though.
Clearly, you have not a creative bone in your body.
No, it's a cool ad. I like it.
Okay,
it's
thank
cool.
you. But what makes this really cool and the part that's going to be interesting to you guys is on these ads, on these huge billboards, they've incorporated the Microsoft tag.
Oh, yeah, the big, you know, fancy triangles and colors
right.
and everything.
Explain what Microsoft tag is, unless you want me to do it.
The tag. Simple. Okay. It's just like a really souped-up version of a barcode and something that you could take your cell phone or a camera and you just hold it up to the tag and it will automatically link back to either a website or some sort of link for you so you can
better
look
than
it up
a barcode. A barcode, you have to have, you know,
a particular
barcode scanner. This is, I take a picture with my camera phone, with my smartphone.
Smartphone? Yeah.
With the camera on my smartphone.
It's special.
Anyway, I think this is groundbreaking. I think this is awesome. I think I went and explored a little bit further into the Microsoft tagging system, and I think everything should be tagged. Everything.
I think in the future it will be. One of the things that the article notes that I agree with is that the awareness around Microsoft tag isn't very high yet.
Correct.
So see, people are going to see this billboard. They're going to see this colorful triangular
there,
shape
they're gonna be
thing
like,
on there.
What's
be
that
like,
mistake over
like,
there in the corner?
Yeah, like what is that? So, cool idea. Glad they did it. I think there's still room for us to increase our awareness around tag before it becomes something ubiquitous enough that everyone's, you know, clicking with their cameras and saying, oh, cool link. And they even mention it's cool that it's paperless. You know, you don't have to hand out a pamphlet or something.
Well, you
people
can't
scan
really
the
hand
tag.
Out pamphlets for an environmentally...
Not on a billboard, but I mean, like, if people
No, but
were...
I mean, it really would be against, you know, everything that they're going for. Save the trees with this pamphlet.
But think about it. I remember all those times I walk around New York or Boston and people had pamphlets they were handing out about, you know, save the environment, save this place, save that place. Imagine if you just, like, scan your phone over it instead of having to take the pamphlet with you. You'd save, you know, at least a tree or two.
Which is important. And I think that's why they started this in Canada, because, you know, the Canadians... They got one up on us, don't you know?
They're just above us, literally, that's all.
Next. All right, Max, rock and roll, Silverlight, coming together.
Yeah.
You know what that means?
Hard rock.
Hard rock. I'm sure everyone is familiar with the Deep Zoom Silverlight application for the Hard Rock memorabilia. Have you seen
it? That was
it?
Very cool,
Have you scrolled through it? Have you pushed in and out?
That was one of the first ones they made with a Deep Zoom over on the
Amazing.
Silverlight team. It looks really cool, and you can see all the memorabilia from the Hard Rock Museum in a really detailed fashion. I love it.
Yeah, I think it kind of blew a lot of minds when it came out. It was pretty
And you know what? I think it blew away some other minds,
because
it's a Webby honoree.
Nice.
In both two categories, music.
Yes.
And what is it? Artistic use of photos?
Best use of photography.
Best
so congratulations
photography.
To the Hard Rock Deep
And that's
Zoom.
Pretty cool. Only like the top 15% of nominees get that. So that's over 10,000 different nominations went in there, and they were amongst the top. So honoree.
So you know what? You know what I hope comes next year.
Yeah.
Something that you're familiar with.
What's that?
The Playboy one.
Oh, yeah. That already won in my book. So, Laura, when you're not, you know, cruising around TMZ.com, I think there's something new for you to check out from the Microsoft land.
There is. They're sort of giving MSN a facelift. It's in beta version. I'm so, like, one training with my social networking, tweet. It's in beta version now, but they're offering users, basically their MSN homepage will be a portal to sort of get them more entertainment, gossip, celebrity news, their own customized MSN.com.
I think this is directly in relation to the meeting you had with them when you say, I want to look more at gossip.
Which is an actual fact, which is true and real, but what I don't understand is why are we doing this when we just launched Wonderwall? We have our own TMZ site of sorts. It seems like they're really trying to not... I mean, there was MSN Entertainment, then there's Wonderwall, and now there's like the personal MSN celebrity buzz
site. That's the greater question at Microsoft, though, when we have six different products that essentially do the same thing in some capacity. Like we have Live Mesh, and we have Live Sync, and we have Folder Share.
It's
confusing.
We've
got Groove, SharePoint.
The Windows Live experience was confusing. I mean, people were like, what is Live? What is Live Search? What is Live...
So for everyone wondering why we have so many different products that do the same thing, really, it's because we're a big company. We have a lot of different teams working on similar ideas. They don't always have the best communication, but once, you know, the best comes to light, we usually either...
The cream rises to the top, Maxie.
To the top, and then you skim that cream, and you make some coffee.
All right, Max, what do you brought to the table this week? What
I was excited because I'm a big gamer. I love my Xbox 360. I have one of those elite ones. It's the black one. Looks all slick in my home entertainment center. Point is, Halo 3 was one of the big titles on the Xbox. And you know what they're doing with the Elite? They're
going
to allow people to buy the Elite in a bundle with Halo 3 and Fable 2 coming out this year.
Nice.
So same price as the Elite was before. Two awesome games.
Yeah, it's called the Game of the Year Bundle.
Game of the Year Bundle. G-O-T-Y. Gotti.
Buy it.
Once you get it,
yeah.
Add me to your Xbox friends. I am Max Powerhouse 7.
You know, you can only have 100 friends.
Well, I don't right now.
You don't?
So add me.
Aww.
I only add people that I like to play with. And, of course, Niners.
All right, everybody, that's just about it.
But before we close, I want to throw this out there to the community. Since we talked about this, we have a lot of things going on at Microsoft. Like I said, many different products kind of competing with each other, doing the same thing. I want to know what you guys think we should do about that. How do we consolidate these products? How do we make sure that we don't have this issue? So hit me with your most innovative, creative ideas. Write them in the comments. We'll have a discussion about
it. Yay!
And with that,
Maxie!
Take us out!
Oh, that is...